What other suggestions do you have for patients or their caregivers who are listening to this podcast?
So I think another suggestion I have is to really take care of your mental health. So people, when they're diagnosed with chronic illnesses, also end up at high rates experiencing depression or sadness. And to be aware of that and to be able to talk to your provider about that, because there's treatment available. And it doesn't have to be medications, but there are things that you can do to take care of your mental health when you have a chronic disease. And so to not feel afraid to talk to your provider if you are feeling sad.
That is an incredibly important recommendation, because I think everybody who has an autoimmune disease at some level, at some point in time, gets sad about why is this happening to me, and what are the best coping strategies. And a lot of times it has nothing to do with medication. It has to do with the things you started talking about, healthy eating and exercising, just become unbelievably important. We have actually problems with patients who become sad and stop exercising, stop eating, and that just makes everything worse. So encouraging that conversation becomes incredibly important.
Yeah, and don't feel stigmatized or bad if you're feeling sad. It's completely normal. It just comes with having a chronic illness, that you're going to go through periods where you're experiencing sadness, and your provider is there to help you in those situations.